After the Civil War, Reeves and his family farmed until 1875, when Isaac Parker was appointed federal judge for the Indian Territory. Parker appointed James F. Fagan as a U.S. Marshal and hired Reeves, who knew the Indian Territory and could speak several Indian languages. He recruited him as a deputy, and Reeves was the first black deputy to serve west of the Mississippi River. Reeves was assigned as a deputy U.S. Marshal for the Western District of Arkansas, and he served there until 1893. He moved to the Eastern District of Texas in Paris, Texas, obviously, for a short while. And once in his entire career, he had to arrest his own son for murder. One of his sons, Benny Reeves, no relation to Benny Me, was charged with the murder of his wife, not Bass Reeves, right? But Benny Reeves, his son. Deputy Marshal Reeves was disturbed and shaken by the incident, but allegedly demanded the responsibility of bringing Benny to justice. Benny was eventually tracked and captured, tried, and convicted. He served his time at Fort Leavenworth before being released and reportedly lived the rest of his life as a responsible and model citizen. In Oklahoma, when Oklahoma became a state in 1907, Bass Reeves, who was then 68, became an officer of the Muskegee Police Department. He served for 2 years before he became ill and retired. Bass Reeves is one that no one knows about. He is the inspiration for the Lone Ranger, for no one wanted to work with him. And he worked alone and caught over 3,000 felons. This is Ben and Axel signing off. Have a great historical day.